Well, in many ways, the informal dialogues exceeded expectations. They went much better than we'd even dared dream. There was really great engagement from the member states. They came, they took part, they asked their questions of the candidates. We had another candidate that presented himself once it had already begun. So he then got on a flight and flew to New York so he could have his own session with the member states. So we ended up with 9 candidates, 5 men and 4 women. A great engagement. 2-hour sessions packed with questions, including questions from civil society, which were delivered on video with subtitles so that we managed to get those questions from civil society in as well. And I think everybody, the feedback has been extremely good. Everyone felt that it was a very worthwhile exercise.
And can other candidates still put themselves forward?
Very much so. In fact, the president has asked other candidates if they want to put themselves forward to get their nominations in, to have their governments nominate them so that they can go through the same process as these 9 candidates.
So what are the next steps? Where does the whole process go from here on?
Well, the important thing is to get all the candidates on the website to make sure that we know them, for everybody to go through the same process so it's fair for everybody. And then the Security Council can deliberate and start considering who the best candidates are and start shortlisting them down from 9 at the moment to just one person who they will suggest gets the job.
So when does the Security Council sort of take over the process, if you like? Are we talking about a matter of weeks or months until they get involved?
Traditionally, the Security Council starts their process more like in July. But in fact, the process has already begun. And the members of the Security Council, they came, the ambassadors from the UK, France, the United States, they came to the chamber. They asked questions of these candidates, so they're very much a part of the process. The non-permanent members also came and took part in these proceedings. It's all webcast, webtv.un.org. We had over 250,000 people watching the webcasts in more than 200 states and territories. So there was interest not just in the UN, but from around the world as well.
So you're convinced that people really do care about this process, and you've been heartened by the global response?
Absolutely. I mean, there's clearly much more interest in this than anybody realised. Social media and the fact that people can engage.
So ultimately, just to be absolutely clear, who will decide who gets this top job?
The shortlisting is done in the Security Council. They have the hard job of whittling down some very good candidates, down to just one or maybe two that they think are up to the job. And then that person or those people then get presented back to the membership of the General Assembly for them to make the nomination.